Hello, strong babes, and welcome to the Empowered She podcast. My name is Marie, and I am your friendly neighborhood fitness coach and life hype woman. Guys, I started this podcast as a tool for you to build mental resilience and adapt a powerful AF mindset, because I truly believe that you can do anything you want. You can truly achieve all your goals and dreams the day you start taking total control of your life. So master your mindset and manifest your dreams right here with me. Let's go. Happy Monday, my love, and welcome back to this podcast. I hope you are well. This week, we are going to be talking about breaking bad habits and creating good ones. So habits are the compound interest of self-improvement. This is a quote by James Clear. He wrote the book Atomic Habits, and it's one of the books that have changed my life and the way I see how someone gets to their goal. It allowed me to stop relying on motivation because that stuff's fleeting, and it truly allowed me to focus on what's necessary and what's important and what's achievable to get to my goals. So let me ask you this. How often do you go, fuck it, because your goal seemed too hard? At the same time, do you find yourself going back to old ways, to old habits that no longer serve you, and you start the endless spiral of starting, stopping, and just giving up completely and never actually achieving that goal? And then you feel bad. You feel like, I'm just not good enough. I can't ever stick to something. This is basically a lot of people's New Year's resolutions, and I'm glad you're hearing this before the start of 2021 if there's something you really wanted to achieve for a long time but have never been able to do it. This is the podcast for you. I don't want you to lose hope, because there is a way, and this way is by building systems, and the systems we have as humans is the habits that we have, and these habits set us up for success. So firstly, what are habits? Defined, habits are the small repeated decisions and actions you make daily. It is something that you do often and regularly. And most of the time, you do it without knowing you're doing it. Like I said, the book that changed my life, Atomic Habits, James Clear says, success is the product of daily habits, not once in a lifetime transformations. And this is so true for me and for my clients and anyone I know who regards themselves as successful in whatever that they set out to do. This reminds me as well of people who go through, like, you know, short challenges that are not sustainable, the habits that you can't do for the rest of your life. For example, training twice a day, eating little food. And what ends up happening in their health and fitness journey, they bounce back. Because they're not really habits, it's that once in a lifetime transformation that people talk about that don't give you sustainable results. Now, I'm going to start you off with a quote. I love quotes, you know me, by Will Durant. He's a Pulitzer Prize winning author and philosopher, and he goes to say, "We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence then is not an act, but a habit." And this is so true. It's not an act that you just do like one day of the month and go, oh my God, I'm going to the gym today, guys. Clear the path. She's coming. No, it's about going to the gym more times than that. Even if it's just 15 minutes to start with and then 20 minutes, but going repeatedly builds that consistency, makes it a habit, and you actually get better results in the long run. Before I dive deep into the steps that James Clear set out in his book about how to change your habits, whether it's creating good ones or breaking bad ones, I want you to know that you gotta stop relying on motivation. It is so overrated because it is fleeting. And when you rely on motivation, it's like you're relying on just exercising whenever it's like a certain temperature. That's not gonna happen, and it's not gonna make the change that you actually want to achieve. Now, I want you to start with awareness. Pause this podcast and reflect on these two things. A, the habits that you want to break. And B, the excuses that are stopping you from implementing the good habits that you want to form. So this can be things like the habit that you want to break is going home and immediately reaching for the cookie jar or the bag of chips. And B could be the excuses that you make, which is like, oh, I didn't have time that day, so I didn't go and train. Or it was so busy on the weekend, I didn't get time to prepare my meals. List down your own habits, the good and the bad, and then we'll come back to this podcast. Okay, so we're going to start with the good stuff. We're going to start with the four steps, or as James Clear says it, laws to create a good habit. So the first thing is making it obvious. What do you actually want to do? Be clear and intentional about it. An example of this is someone saying, I want to exercise more. Okay, what does that mean? What does that look like? That's a very vague habit you want to create that will get you to your goal of perhaps weight loss. You can be clear and intentional about it instead. So give the action time and a place. So I want to exercise more can become, I want to exercise at 6 a.m. before work every day so that I can lose fat in the next 3 months. Boom. See how clear that is? When you make it clear for yourself, you set clearer actionable items on how you can achieve it. Another thing you can do to make it obvious is habit stack. So for example, every time that I make my coffee, I'm gonna prepare my lunch for the day. So you're pairing it with something you're already doing so that it's something obvious that you need to do. Or another thing you can do is every time I go and listen to my podcast, I'm going to go for a walk while listening to my podcast to increase my daily activity. Now, after making it obvious, make it attractive because making it fun gets it done. How can you make it as enjoyable as you can for yourself? So for me, when clients are like, Marie, what do I do when I don't want to train, but I know I need to? I ask them, firstly, are you genuinely tired and fatigued and you can't train? Because if so, then don't. But if you actually need to train and you can train, put on some music, put on your favorite gym clothes, whatever it is that'll make you feel good and make it fun. Another thing we do as part of my tribe is we're part of a really incredible community. So the habit of going to the gym is made more attractive when you're surrounded by other people who are also in a health and fitness journey. So find your tribe, find a community of other people who are trying to do the same thing. Making it attractive also doesn't have to be a physical thing. It doesn't have to be a tangible item. It can be a simple mindset shift. For me, I love the gratitude attitude. It's switching my narrative from I have to go to the gym to I get to go to the gym. Immediately, it makes it more positive. It makes it more fun because it's like, hey, I have an able body and I can go and train. And this is pretty cool. So make it attractive for yourself. The third thing, one of my favorites, make it easy. Reduce the friction. People are like, it's too hard or I can't do it, but how can you make it easier for yourself? Listen to this. Our brain doesn't want to do anything that seems too hard. It will literally try to do everything to avoid it and keep you safe. So how can you make the thing you need to do as easy as possible? Let's use waking up in the morning and going to the gym as an example. Instead of not having anything prepared and you waking up and going, oh, if I go to the gym, I have to prepare my clothes, I have to prepare my lunch, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. How about you prepare everything the night before so that when you get up in the morning, you put your gym clothes on, your work bag's ready, your lunch is packed, and you're just ready to zoom and go. That's making it easier for yourself. Another thing you can do is, for example, preparing 2 or 3 lunches ahead so that you can just pull the lunch out of your fridge in the morning, put it in your bag and go to work versus having to make a new lunch every single morning. You can also prepare it the night before. So see how these things are simple action points that make it easy for you to build a habit. Making it easy can also come in the form of easing yourself into an activity. So for example, if you've never been to a gym before, how about you go for 15 minutes and then hop out? The next time go for 20 and then 25 and 30 and you eventually build it up. It can also look like going to the gym twice a week at first for 30 minutes and then going to the gym 3 times a week for 40 minutes and then 4 times for 45. So easing yourself into it versus, you know, chucking yourself in the deep end and going 5 days a week, balls to wall, and then the next week you're way too sore and it's way too hard and there's no gradual progression to the habit. So with this, remember the law of least effort. Our brains don't want to do anything that seems too hard. And something I always tell my clients when I sign them up is that my aim is to complement and not complicate your lifestyle. What is achievable will be made more consistent in daily actions. And then it becomes a habit. Number 4 is make it satisfying. And James Clear calls this the cardinal rule of behavior change. What is immediately rewarded is repeated. What is immediately punished is avoided. And these smaller rewards keep you engaged whilst you wait for the bigger rewards to come. So what that means is in something like a health and fitness journey or something that you want to achieve, the fruits of your labor may take longer than a week, may take longer than a month, but you got to give yourself that little satisfaction to make sure you keep yourself engaged in the journey. So this can be things like, for me, I look forward to my 1 or 2 soul meals a week. Like I'll eat super healthy, track my macros, but then I look forward to a brunch on Sunday or Saturday with my family or with friends. It can be after 4 days of training, you treat yourself with a nice bath and Netflix session at the end of the week. Have something to look forward to. Reward yourself in small ways. It doesn't have to be extravagant, but reward yourself in small ways to engage you and keep you going. And this is what I do with my clients. You know, I don't get them to track 100% of the time. I give them that bit of freedom to go, hey, 1 or 2 days of the week, even if they're in a fat loss phase, eat as you want. Don't be an asshole about it, obviously, like not going to go to a buffet and eat everything and, you know, stack up the calories for the week. But it means, hey, enjoy a date night with your partner, have a glass of wine. Let me summarize. The 4 steps to create a good habit is to make it obvious, make it attractive, make it easy, and make it satisfying. So then how you break bad habits is doing the complete opposite of those 4 steps. So firstly, make it invisible. It's removing temptations or making them harder to find or get. For example, when you go home, if usually the first thing you reach for is the cookie jar, put it on the highest shelf. Make sure you can't see it, can't reach it. If it's out of sight, it's out of mind. Have those healthier foods more accessible to you. It can be putting your phone away in another room when you have a project to finish. It can be hiding the TV remote if you're more likely to sit down on the couch and watch Netflix after a day's work versus going to the gym. So make it invisible. Number 2, make it unattractive. What this means is making it so unattractive for you to do that bad habit that you're going to have to do the good habit instead. So this can be things like investing in a class or a PT that you've prepaid for. And if you don't go, then you lose money. You're literally chucking money away because you're not using the service. That's pretty unattractive if you ask me. Number 3, make it difficult. A pretty cool example of this is of Victor Hugo. He is a French poet and novelist, and he wrote Les Miserables. And what he did was, when he needed to write and finish The Hunchback of Notre Dame against a really tight deadline, he hid all his nice clothes, which prevented him from going out and leaving the house. And he finished this novel in less than 6 months. He published it 2 weeks early. So that's a pretty extreme example. Like, I'm not asking you to hide all your going out clothes so that you don't go out drinking on the weekend, but what is something that makes it difficult for you to do just that? You know, it could be saying, hey, I'm the designated driver, therefore I'm not drinking. So you're making it difficult for yourself to actually drink. Number 4, make it unsatisfying. One of the examples that James Clear uses on the book is that he recounted the story of a person who has wanted to lose weight and get fit and healthy for a very long time. And so what made it unsatisfying for him is that if he ever missed a session, if he ever ate outside his meal plan, he would have to pay his wife $100 and his PT $100 as well. So similar to the second, make it unattractive, you're make it really unsatisfying because you're giving other people the pleasure of your pain, right? This can be for you. I'm not saying go ahead and pay someone $100 every time you stuff up, but it can be having that accountability partner that will hold you to your goals and hold you of a high standard. And then you'd have to do something, maybe perhaps take them out to dinner if you ever stuff up, whatever it is, make it unsatisfying for yourself. I hope those tips help you on how to create the habits you need that will take you to your goals and break the habits that you don't need and no longer serve you. Because we have to stop relying on motivation, and we beat ourselves so much when we're not motivated, but it's not motivation that'll get us to our goals. It is systems, my love, systems and habits. So finesse that, master it. And the beautiful thing about habits is once you've formed the good ones that will align to your goals, all of a sudden it seems second nature and you don't really have to think about it. So for me, it's tracking on my Fitness Pal. It's no longer something that's challenging or new. It's something that I do every day just because I've been doing it for a very long time. So trust in the fact that it'll get easier as well. And once you see results, you're more likely to keep going. And that's it, guys. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I hope you got so much value out of it that you're able to apply in your daily lives so that you can become the best version of yourself. If you like this, please make sure to subscribe and share on your social media platforms. I would truly appreciate it if more people had the chance to know that they can do what they want to achieve if they just master their mindset. Now, I also send a lot of strong babes, strong words weekly to help start their week on a positive and purpose-driven mindset. So if this is you, if you want that guidance and support from me, send me a message at Marie Angel Fit on Instagram, and I'll happily add you to my Strong Words mailing list. Now, before I go, I hope you guys have a wonderful day and do something today that will leave the world a better place. Remember to be kind to yourselves, the planet, and to each other. Till next time, strong babe. Bye.